the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense, a pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me. Wake up, everybody. No more backwards thinking. Times of thinking ahead. Welcome, welcome, listeners all around this beautiful world to Bring Back the Family. I am your host, Kathy Clyburn, and I am happy and glad you chose to tune in to Bring Back the Family. Focus on the youth. If we don't help our youth now, we will be victims of not helping later. If we don't help our youth now, we will be victims of not helping later. First, we want to start out, acknowledging God with the scripture and a prayer. And introduce our host on the show. And we have the ever lovely Jacqueline Vandergrift, the beautiful Rebecca Johnson, and of course our we have our young folk, young host and youth host Shania Cox and Jacob Ribron, of course we have them. And then we have our anchor man, the awesome Pastor O, who brings us that biblical perspective. And so you're going to hear from him later. All right, so we are going to start out with our scripture, and that's going to be by Miss Jacqueline Vandergrift. Thank you.
Greetings, Miss Clyburn, and fellow co-hosts, Miss Johnson, Miss Pierce, our young hosts, Shania and Jacob. And to our listening audience, we're going to read Romans 12, 1 through 13. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. And rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. And so may the Lord and a blessing to the readers, hearers, doers of his word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Jackie. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for waking again. Thank you for your presence, your kindness, your mercy and grace. I thank you for Pastor O, Sister Kathy, Sister Callie, and everyone who will participate and all those listening to Bring Back the Family tonight. I thank you that your work through them inspires me to make sacrifices of my own. I thank you for all the beautiful blessings and answered prayers that we have already received. I ask you, give us the power to be effective as ways we can serve you, that you give our youth wise counselors to show them how to develop their skills and prepare for a prosperous future. I ask that you reveal to each young person the gifts that you have given them so they can develop those and use them to make a way for themselves. I ask that you give each of us the wisdom to do the thing you put us here to do in a way that pleases you. I thank you and ask for blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Jocelyn Vondergrift and Sister Rebecca Johnson. Can't do it without you. Just cannot. Okay? So, hey, bring back the family. Bring back the family. It's a show that is designed to bring awareness to what we need to do for our youth in order for them to be good, productive citizens, so that our youth can contribute and be a contribution to others all around this world. And all they need is a good foundation. And that foundation comes from me and you as parents and community. Someone did it for us, so we have to do the same for them. So whose responsibility is it? Hey, it's a calling. It's calling for reform and change, awareness, hope, and accountability. So, like I said, whose responsibility is it? And what are we going to make up in our minds to do? Are we willing to roll up our sleeves and get busy with the challenges, the changes, and the support and sacrifice, and just meeting people where they are in order to make a difference in this world? Who is willing? Who's going to be in charge of the next chapter, passing the torch, running the race, doing great things because we prepared them to? We could do this. Did our parents not do it for us? They were focused and spent time, quality time, so that we would not be a nuisance or a burden to others or people in the community around us. Okay? And if you could just picture it, if you could just picture us as parents and young people, you know, as they get older and become adults, not having to worry about them, you know, being out in the world, being out in the community, and terrorizing and making a bad name for themselves and their families, okay? Easy to do. Easy to do. So what are we going to make up in our minds to do? So what do we propose? Bring back the family. Propose that we do this block by block. Do something for the youth on your block. We were given what we needed to make it, so we should know what we need to do in order for the next generation to have what they need to make it. Okay? It's time. It's time. We're tired of what we're seeing and what we're hearing. It's time. So, and, you know, it's just simply giving back. Giving back, giving more than what we had, because it is a different time now, even just a different generational mindset, and, you know, we just have to meet them where they are. Isn't that what our parents did for us? Because something was going on in our time as well, but this is their time now, and we have to understand it and just go with it, you know, no more backwards thinking, times of thinking ahead, okay? And so, like I said, we propose to do this block by block. Do something on your block for the youth on your block. Books, book club. Invite them to church. Invite our youth to church. They're on the street. You know, we see them. Invite their parents to church. Do maybe some career fairs. Education awareness. Show just some love and some kindness, just some good concern, you know. Have a good face for our kids, for our youth, so that they know how to have a good face, okay? Because they're watching us, and maybe what we're seeing now, it comes from them watching us. They got it from somewhere. what's going on in the world today. So it's just about sharing. If you have a gift that you have, share that gift with them. You know, cooking. As Mother Irma says, she's going to help them bake some cakes, learn how to bake. And Rebecca has some knitting and some artwork that she wants to share. And we all have something we can share. You know, just a hug. A simple hug will take a person, and especially a child, a long, long way. And so Bring Back the Family is about that. We're about the youth and moving them in a direction that they should be going positively. And this is history in the making. And someone will be helped now and later in the future by Bring Back the Family, okay? Someone will be helped. It don't matter what you do. If it's just one person, you help him. Reach back and grab up another. Okay? So, it is May 26th already, 2023. And time is moving. Half of the year is almost over. Coming to the summer months. And what do we have planned for our youth? What do we have to keep them busy? What do we have to keep them active? What do we have to prepare them? How are we going to keep them out of trouble? What will we prepare for them to do, you know, for the next grade in the upcoming next chapter of the school year, okay? What expectations will we have, or do we have any, for our youth? As we focus on our youth and they focus on us, because we will be the ones they will be looking for all their answers to why they don't have what they do need to make it when it's time to perform in this world. As we already know, we know what it's about. And so there, and I'm sure when we got to where we were and we didn't have exactly what we needed, because once we get out there and we see that it's some steps and some steps that we may have missed, and like, okay, why wasn't I prepared for this or why wasn't I prepared for that? I'm sure we have all had that question. And so if we could think about that and look back and see that, we have these little ones coming up, and they're going to have some questions to why they're not where they should be in order to move to the next level of success, okay? It's not easy, and it takes a lot to be able to survive as an adult. And our youth don't really know what they need, nor do they know the importance of, of what they need, their education and what that can mean for their future. Because if they don't hear or see anything about furthering education or anybody that, going to work and coming home and taking care of the household, work ethics and things like that, then they will have no direction. They won't know where to go. And it takes a village. And we are all in this thing together. Yes, we are. God gave us all gifts and talents. And it's up to us to recognize and nurture what we see in our children. Take note of what they do well and what they love to do. Because God has gifted them and blessed them. Just like he has gifted and blessed us. And we all have something that we can give and that we can share. And so I think if we just look deep inside of our youth and just our kids that's right there in front of us and just show them and just pay attention to them and see what it is that stands out about them, what they can do and what they love to do. That's their gift. Okay, that's their gift. And so on May, let me see, on May 5th, 2023, we lost an iconic mother and trustee, a woman of God, Shirley Ann Golston. And the Bring Back the Family show today is dedicated to her. It's dedicated to our mother, Shirley Ann Golston. And so I just want to read a little bit about Ms. Golston, because we have really lost the gem, but we have gained a lot from her just living and just being among, being around her in her presence. And so Shirley Ann O'Hara Golston was born on August 2nd, 1939, in Chattanooga, Tennessee, to Elijah Jefferson Sr. and Rosa Prothro Dothert O'Hara. Shirley was the third child of eight children. She and her siblings lost their parents at an early age and were raised by their maternal grandmother, Estella Lancaster, Prothro Dothert, along with extended family support. She received her education from Calhoun County Training School in Hobson City, Alabama, where she attended Rising Star Methodist Church and received Christ as an early age. Shirley met and married Jesse Lee Golston Sr. February 7, 1958 in Anniston, Alabama. They nurtured Sylvia, Indigo, Michael, Roshina, Vanessa, Angelo, Sherry, Jesse Jr., Tiffany, Kevin, Karen, Deshaun, Omar, and Shannon. Woo. Shirley worked for Wayne County Health Department in various positions, retiring as a hearing and vision technician. She attended Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in Ecorse under the leadership of that good old Joseph B. Bartle Jr. She served as a Sunday school teacher, senior usher board, senior mission, trustee board, bus ministry, and the willing workers. Sister Shirley, Mother Golston, was an avid Bible reader, gaining lots of theological knowledge and earning two diplomas from National Baptist Convention and many certificates. She also attended Wayne County Community College and Madonna College. She loved to read, gathering materials from across the world, traveling, visiting family members. Was most important, taking pictures of family and places she visited. She was always eager to research her family and ancestry. She was preceded in death by her parents, Elijah Sr. and Rosa O'Hara, her husband, Deacon Jesse Lee Golston Sr., and her siblings, Elijah Jefferson Jr., Dorothea Lawrence, Alvin Sr., Charles Sr., Estella, and Ralph. And she leaves them on her extended, her family, children, family, her extended family, and lots of friends and relatives and godchildren, and just many people from all around the world, because she was a world traveler. She loved to travel. A worker, Ms. Golston, was a worker and a servant, and was a part of raising a village, and we're all a part of that village. And you see how many children she raised up. She had I think four or five biological children, but she adopted all of the other children that we named. So it was about about 10 children altogether. So she adopted about 7 children and treated them just like they were her own, her very own. And they had a love for Ms. Golston. Everybody had a love for Ms. Golston. And they funeralized her on Saturday at Mount Zion. And it was a standing room only. It was just people from all over the world that came to give her a send-off. And They came from all over because she was an avid traveler. She loved to travel, and she did not miss many. She did not miss many family functions at all. Yeah, she didn't. Sorry about that. She didn't miss many family functions at all, and she would travel, going like I said, the different family functions and family reunions and things like that, and just always enjoyed herself and loved to drive. She would be the driver. And so those are some of the things I remember about Miss Golson, but I know she just had a love for children, the youth, and just young people, and always wanted the best for them and just everybody. She just loved everybody, and she had this this soft, commanding voice, and she would just talk to you so kindly and so soft-spoken, but, you know, but she would get her point across, and if she needed you to do something, it wouldn't be nothing that you wouldn't do, because she just came to you with that loving warm heart and that smile and that pleasantry and that kindness. And you just will really be ready to go out your way to do whatever it was that she wanted you to do or asked you to do. And so she, and I've heard, you know, many stories about her and the kids as far as teaching them Bible study. And they would say that she could teach any age, and she was good with the teenagers, you know, and people think that those are the hardest ones to teach. But she was able to teach the teenagers and have a relationship with them that, you know, that they just enjoyed, because she was so soft-spoken. I never heard her raise her voice, not one time ever. And that's Miss Golson. She's just kind, gentle, always positive, always encouraging, loving, and just a woman of God. She set a very good example for us to look up to, and for the young people to continue to look up to. And she was just a great model for God. She really was. And we will miss Miss Golson. And, you know, today we're going to talk about youth information and resources and activities, and just discuss the summer resources and activities in order for our youth to stay active and safe. And just, you know, try to give you some information that will prepare them and just refresh them for the upcoming school year. Because if we don't help our youth now, we will be victims of not helping later. And I would want to think that, you know, the things that we're giving out, these are the resources and the help. These are a lot of the things that Ms. Golson was involved in, always trying to help the youth to get what it is that they needed as far as God. So she wanted to make sure that they had that first, had God first, because she knew that they had that. They could go anywhere in this world and be able to operate and just be well-rounded and be able to deal with anything that come their way. And so she has done that for many young people. And like I said, she had a very large crowd at her service, and it was a beautiful service. And we just thank God for her life. And so, and like I said, we're just going to share some resources. And anything you want to say about Mother Golson, then you can feel free. You could press 1, and you can feel free to voice your opinion or and say what you would like to say about Mother Golson, because I'm sure she lived just a beautiful life. And just being not just being a foster parent, she probably started out as a foster parent, but going the full length of of adopting all the kids that she adopted. And I tell you, they loved her just like she birthed them. And that's what, you know, Bring Back the Family is about, looking, helping the youth, looking back, reaching back where we could bring a youth, be encouraging to them, being positive to them, and just helping them. And so we need to give our youth what they need to make. And I'm sure that all of the people that Ms. Golston have helped down the line, they're going to carry that on to the next generation. I talked to one of her granddaughters the other day, and she told her how proud she was of her with, you know, the life that she's living, and that she just congratulated and just told her how proud she was in her last days, and just you know, congratulated and was just proud of her. And she was said that they talked a lot about everything. She said everything that her grandmother, that she's doing, her grandmother taught her. And so she was happy that she followed her directions and was, you know, proud to go on and know that all her kids were doing fine and were doing well. And so that's a good thing. And so she is just the ideal model of a godly woman, a godly mother, a good community person, a village, just a mom in the village that just helped. And it don't matter who it was or what kid it was, she helped them. What person it was, she helped them. You should have saw all the flowers that she received. And so, good woman. Okay. 5231, would you like to have a word to say? You could just, everybody could just press one that would like to have something to say. Hey.
Yeah, good evening, everyone. This is Keila Freeman. And
hi,
I just wanted to have a few words, to say about Mother Golston. Number one, Ms. Golston was like a mother to me. When my mother died, she embraced me like, okay, now, you know, I'm going to be your mother now, you know. And even when my mom was alive, she would talk with, you know, me and my mother. But when I think about Ms. Golston, I think that she's one of the remarkable women that was here on earth. Her kind spirit, her meekness, and that monotone voice. She makes me think about her as being pretty much the light of the world, the salt of the earth. And she showed us, not just me, she showed a lot of us, because she loved, like you said, she loved children, she loved kids, she loved helping and helping others. And she showed it by living the life, you know, filled with love and filled with joy and filled with, you know, loving and loving on us. Even giving instructions or constructive criticism, she would do it with love. You know, so in so many words, if you were, you know, out of order and she had to put you back in order, she did it with meekness. She did it with kindness. And at the end, you went, oh, yeah, I did get in trouble, but it wasn't so bad, because that's how she loved you. And you knew that she loved you, because if she didn't, she wouldn't be trying to help you and trying to help you do right. But she was just a beautiful, spirited person. And she will never, ever be forgotten. And she will always be, I know, in my heart and the heart of a lot of others. And her spirit will live on forever, you know, with all of us. So I was just fortunate enough to be close with her as I was one of her daughters, and close. And I know I can remember times when I was in a hospital, car accident, or I just had things going on in life. she would be there. I would see her and Cherry. They would come. They would come and check on me. They would come and check on the kids. And she was just that kind of person. But I was just glad to have opportunity to be a part of their life, you know, for about 40 or 50 years. So, like I said, I'm a misser. We loved her, but she set the way and made a path for all of us to follow and to live life righteously. So I thank God for her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
Wow, yes. Thank you. That was beautiful, beautiful tribute. Yeah, like you said, she, when I go to services like that, when I know people like that, I like it to make me better. I was like, okay, I could see some things that I could change to make myself better, you know, and do some things and don't do some things that maybe I've done, been doing, you know, okay, don't say that, don't do that, you know. And so I just, that's one thing I liked about her, that kind spirit. It was just so beautiful. And it just radiated. She was beautiful inside and out. And she, you know, she took care of her family. She took care of her husband. And they were just such a lovely couple. They supported one another. You know, who would take in? How many extra kids did she take in? She just took in. It was about 10 of them, wasn't it? After it was over, it was like their house was like the mother and father in the shoe. Had so many kids, they knew what to do. And so they just both led just a beautiful, beautiful life. You know, and I love the scripture that reading that we read, and it fits part of a part that I love. It says, don't pretend to love others, really love them. And that's who Miss Golston was. She didn't pretend. She really loved people and children and the youth. Okay? All right. Turn that noise down in the back. You on 1315. Hello.
Hi, Kathy. This is Vanessa.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, this is one of her little children.
It is so lovely to hear all the comments. Oh, I'm sorry, all the comments that people are speaking about my mother. And my mother had a great partner, a great husband, and my mother just never, the house was just never full. It was always room for more. Mama,
cool.
And she taught us she gave us enough love that we didn't feel like we were slighted, or she gave, you know, that she didn't love us. But we always had room, always had room for more. Mama, you know, I'm not doing good. Mama taught us, and her thing was don't live by things you hear. Live by how you saw me live, you know. And this journey wasn't a easy one, but she gave us assignments, and we understood. We understood what we was to do. Everybody had an assignment, and I'm just so grateful to have been, the God see fit to have her as my mother. And I'm over ecstatic to hear how my mother touched many lives as we go on day to day without without her. Yes, it's definitely hard, but people make it easier or not so hard for me to when I just hear so many great things about my mom. But yes, she liked it.
So
she liked the flower. But my mom was never a foster mother. She was never a foster mother.
Wow.
Yeah, no. She we adopted as a family. And some we just inherited. But she was never a foster parent. And Mama and Daddy never asked for nothing in return.
God was just blessing them. Just blessing them, yeah. They reached back and helped many. So did, like you said, you never felt slighted. You never felt like you didn't get the same love, that everybody got the same love. And you guys embraced them just like they were your brothers and sisters. I've seen you guys in action. No, you have no, it's no difference. No difference at all.
No, we never used the word, this is my adopted sister, my adopted brother, or my, we never, those words were never said in our home. Our brothers.
Right. And that taught you, I'm sure that taught you guys how to share. That's what,
yes,
you know, that's all I saw. No, just no selfishness at all. And everybody was pleasant. It was like those were her own children. They were all pleasant, raised right, lived good lives. And, you know, you can be proud of that, really. And, you know, they can rest. Your mom and dad can rest because, you know, good, what is it, well done, good and faithful servants, they can rest. Rest easy, and they only have to worry about you guys because they set a good path for you. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Ms. Vanessa.
Okay.
And so,
you
know, stay with us because we want to hear about those great programs that you have for the little ones that's going to help them be able to read. So, just get ready to give us that information. So anybody else? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I can't.
You don't have to do it right now, but you could get it ready, and we'll, once you start talking about the resources, just give us a little bit of information about what you have for, because, I mean, you have been taught to serve as well, and that's exactly what you're doing. You're out there serving, and so that is a good thing. Yeah, we have to carry that torch on because Ms. Golston left a legacy, and she left instructions, like you said, to carry on. And everybody has an assignment. Yeah. Okay. So, long live, and just thank God for Ms. Golston's life. Just an iconic mother and servant of God. And like I said, she didn't pretend to love others. She really, really loved them. So she followed God's word and his lead, and that left for a blessed family. Adopted all those children. And like she said, she inherited a whole bunch of kids. So it's been a beautiful journey for the Golston family. Okay. And I'm getting all kind of kisses, so. Okay, thank you, little one. Okay, so, hey, we could go ahead and talk about the resources that we have that if anybody else want to jump in and, you know, have a word from Ms. Golston, that's great. And then we're going to move on and talk about the resources that we have. Ms. Jackie, are you ready? What do we have for our young people by way of activities and resources and things that can help them stay busy this summer and stay out of trouble and get them on the right track for the next school year? Let me see. Okay, Ms. Jackie is probably on mute, and that's okay. So let me see. I know that if you're in the area of the Kimmity Recreation Center, And that's on 4th Street, 2260 4th Street. They have lots of activities. It's a brand new building really nice in there. They have a playroom. They have basketball courts. They have the gym. They have volleyball and different things going on there. And I believe that the tuition register is like minimum like $7 for the year. They have a lot of activities for the kids. So like on Mondays they have walk with ease, walking club. They have basketball from 11 to 1 p.m. and a walking club. They have these things are for adults and children. Let's see. They have arts and crafts from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Mondays, ages 6 to 12. They have kickboxing and abs, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., age 18 plus. And they have homework help from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., ages 6 to 12. Basketball from 6 to 17, from 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. Okay, and then on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Is that for the summer? Because the kids, hello, can you hear me? Is that for the summer? Because the kids still be in school at 3 o'clock. You know, some of them.
Well, yeah, that's for the summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I was thinking about you said with the tutoring. Now, do they have swimming there or?
They closed the pool down. You know, that was one of the concerns of the community that they didn't build on the pool. So, you know, maybe eventually someone will open up their hearts and pockets and decide to build on and open that pool back up. I don't think they tore it out. In fact, I think they covered it and they still have, you know, plumbing and everything that needs to get back in service. But maybe in the future they will open that pool back up. Yeah, because our kids need to know how to swim. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. Because they used to have swimming lessons.
They used to have swimming lessons a long time ago. They haven't had them for a while, you know, yet a long time ago. But they closed the pool, and so, you know, like I said, the community had concerns with it. And hopefully that we'll get, you know, riled up about that and try to find some funds to get that pool back open, because we should have swimming in our own community. Yeah.
Okay. So they have kickboxing and not karate, or that would be probably under
kickboxing. Yeah, kickboxing and abs. That's something different from 6 to 7 p.m. That's age 18 plus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then on Tuesdays, they have same basketball from 2:30 to 6, ages 6 to 17. Gym. They have gym games. They have ping pong in there. They have hockey. They have a lot of board games and things in the playroom. This is a gym game room in there. They have gym games from 4 to 5, ages 6 to 12, arts and crafts, 5 to 6, on Tuesday, 6 to 12, and a teen council. And that's 5:50 p.m. to 7 p.m., 5:30 p.m. Put my glasses on. I'm straining to see. It don't make sense to strain and you got glasses, okay. Teen Council, 5:30 to 7, ages 14 to 18. And then they have volleyball from 6 to 9 p.m., age 18 and plus. And if you want to form your own volleyball team, they have times that you can go up there and form a team, you know, for the young people, for the youth, and get them, you know, teach them how to play volleyball and let them get an organized organized game. Okay. And then Wednesday, they have just about the same thing. They have volleyball. That's age 18, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Mad science, 4:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., ages 6 to 13. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Thursday, this is all at Kimley Center. They have arts and crafts, 6 to 12. They have songwriting from 5 to 7, ages 12 to 18, and volleyball. They do have volleyball for kids from 6 to 8 p.m., age 12 to 17. So volleyball is a good sport to play. Okay, and let me see, basketball. So Thursday is look like the most time for the youth. Basketball, ages 6 to 17, from 2:30 to 6. Okay, gym games from 4 to 5, ages 6 to 12, and songwriting from 12 to 18. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. And then Friday they have gym games from 6 to 12, 4 to 5 p.m., arts and crafts, 5 to 6, ages 6 to 12, and volleyball, 6 to 8, ages 12 to 17. Okay. And they have a hustle class on Fridays from 2 to 4. Okay. And if you have some seniors, they have senior bingo from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., age 60 plus. Mm-hmm. Step aerobics, age 18. And then they have a weight room in there. They have a library where you could go in and read books. And that's 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. And 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. So take advantage of that. They got a pool table there. Yep, 9-ball pool table in the game room. A card club from 2 to 4, Monday through Friday, in the game room, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Friday, and 4 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. They close about 8:30. So they have a library, weight room, and pool tables. Okay. And so the annual membership fees for the infants are free. Toddlers, 3 to 5, $2. Youth, 6 to 12, $5. For residents, non-residents, $7. Teens, 13 to 17, $7 for residents and $10 for non-residents. Adults and seniors, adults 18 to 59, $10, and non-residents, 20. Seniors, 60 plus, free, and non-residents, $10. Universal, 6 to 59, $25. And $35 for non-residents. Okay. So get that information. That's Kimley Recreation Center on 2264th Street, 628-2819. That's a 313 area code. All right, that's what I have. I'm going to talk about golf if we have time. And Miss Jackie, are you there? Are you ready for your resources? Oh, okay, wait. I'm sorry.
No problem. I had to step away for a minute to call for a minute, and I hope I didn't. I wasn't called. But anyway, to the listening audience, I want you to remember that this weekend over at Eden Park, and that's Mark Twain School, the old Mark Twain School at Gleason and Deacon, they're going to have, this is their second or third annual Memorial Day salute to the veterans. And on Saturday the 27th from 12 to 1. And it's important that we recognize the people that in gave their time for us to have freedom. because in some countries they don't have the freedom. They don't have the freedom to serve God the way they want to serve God. They have to do it in secrecy. And things for us to go to school, for us to not to be caught up in our third world problems, these people put their life on the line for us. And I think it's very important that we at least give them a tribute. And if you come out from 12 to 1, they on Saturday, they are saluting the veterans, and also they're having a community weekend. They're going to have music fest Saturday and Sunday from noon to 6. And they're going to have bouncy houses, pet zoos, pony rides, talent contests, senior aerobics, men of color cook-off. I believe that's Sunday. And if any, I don't know if any of the young men, or I call them all young men, they're good, great cooks. I know they were looking for people to sign up for that. I don't know if the time limit is up, but they're having live radio personality, gospel and jazz music. But anyway, the pre-registration is 313-928-2828. And so let's get out and show our support and go out and have a good time. And we're looking at Detroit Opportunity Collaborative Program, free training that leads to jobs. If you are between the age of 16 and 24, a resident of Detroit, would like to receive free educational support, interested in training that leads to good paying jobs in fields like construction trade, entrepreneurship, healthcare, truck driver, transportation, information technology. And they're saying call today. We know that it'll be closed for the weekend and the holiday, but that number is 313-496-2809. Now that I heard they have some very good training with the city of Detroit and with some of the construction, also plumbing, electricians. These are jobs that are paying you to train. So we, you know, let's get out. And I don't think it have an age limit on it. It didn't say anything about an age limit. Sometimes we want to secure ourselves with more than one skill. Okay. A reading carnival, Saturday. Well, that's over because that was May 20th. A safe summer safety fair. That's coming up June 23rd. Oh, they got the wrong date on here, the wrong year on this one, so we're going to pass on that. Okay. Now, you know DAFSET has a lot of things for kids, and also the YMCA, the campus. They have the Downriver off at North Line. They have different programs. I think you have to pay for those, but they have different programs for kids. Grades 3 to 5, 5 through 8. They have a science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. That's a STEM camp. After kids coming out of school, I don't think they really want to do that. But if they keep a little bit of activity around their other schedule, it kind of helps them when they get back there in September. But they haven't forgotten all of the things that they would have learned. Now, that is, you know what, I think that what I just gave you was WC3 because that's the downtown campus, and they have, so we are close to the downtown campus, and we're close to the Downriver campus. So Oh, that's WC3. They have a kids' college. Check them out, the kids' college at WC3, and see if they have any activities that your kids might be interested in, because they have from different grades. Call them, because they even have all the way up to the 12th grade. You know, they have activities for them, learning how to play music instruments and other things that they might need, or studying, showing them how to take the SAT. And so we want to look at, see what WC3, DAFSET has some very good programs for kids. I mean, the experience that they have, and they have financial aid available where they will give you some help, a grant to go in there, or they charge a fee for some of the classes. But a lot of times they do work with people. And, I mean, they have classes for, say, film maker for the summer, all-star film maker for grades 6 through 12. That's going to be for June 24th through July 22nd. They have, and I'm looking at some of the fun things that they have down at the DAFSET group. I'm looking here for the phone number. But if, you know, you need a little strengthening in your math, they got the Galaxy Girls Plus Camp, grades 8 through 9. That's in July. So they, you know, each segment, they have something for your children to do. We kind of want to get them a little active, because when they are doing something, they are also experiencing a new journey in their life, giving them an idea of some of the things they might want to do. Your child never knows if they like it if they don't try it. So to say that, I'm looking at, don't forget River Ridge Library. You know, we talked about that last time. You know, they have a lot of summer programs up there at the library. I think they were doing something like violin lessons. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people, music stars, entertainers, are really looking for good violin players, because the violin has become a very popular instrument. And when a child knows how to play an instrument, they can always find some form of making some extra money. You know, little things like you could be in between jobs. If you know how to play an instrument, you can feed yourself. I know on Woodward, the Michigan State had a school over there, all the way from preschool. They have grant programs to any age. They would teach you to take instrument, learn how to play the piano, play the guitar, play any instrument. It doesn't matter how young you are. Yes, it is. Preschool. From preschool on up, because they want you to be able to know how to sit down a little bit, and they know how to pull your attention. But they have classes over there for people to learn how to play an instrument. And they were reasonable. But if you couldn't afford it, you could put in for a grant, and they had a scholarship that covered, and you might have, back then, I know, you had to pay maybe no more than $25. Okay? So right now, that's what I have. Don't forget, it's free up at eCourse Library. It's free. And the function is free this weekend over at Eaton Park, right at the old Mark Twain School. So come on out, join the team. Enjoy yourself, and especially, I think it's Sunday. I believe that cook-off is Sunday, Miss Kathy. I think each person that is from my understanding, each person that is going to be chef, that's going to cook, have to be able to have 25, and I'm quite sure of it's going to be some good free food. So, you know, here it is. I just pulled it up, and the top winner, I think, will receive $500. I don't know. I think it's a second prize and a third prize. Courageous Chef Cook-Off Competition. And that's going to be Sunday the 28th. And it's going to start at 4 o'clock sharp. So come on out. Kids, you can become one of the judges and taste all that good food and pick your winning chef. You might have some friends there. Go in and take a look at that and help them out. Help them celebrate. And all the work it takes to put this on is very important. And we want to try to make it as pleasant, as good of a day. God is going to give us some good weather. And so all we're doing is asking you to come out and join us. Okay, that's it, Miss Kathy.
Okay, so you said the eCourse Library is back open?
Yes, eCourse, not eCourse Library, that's River Rouge Library.
Oh, River Rouge, okay.
River Rouge Library, on Saturdays they have a call up there for the people. They have violin classes. They have other reading classes. They have other activities for the summer. All of these things are free.
Good deal. Okay. That's a lot to look forward to. Get your kids and your youth busy, you know, this summer. Take some time out with them and just spend some good quality time with them so that they can have something under their belt. We need some well-rounded youth amongst us so that they could grow up and have what they need. They could go in all kind of directions when they have different things under their belt, like karate and swimming. Lifeguards at 16. What about tennis and golf and so many jobs and opportunities and that you can have with the game of golf, scholarships, just so many things that we don't know that we've been left in the dark about that we wish that we knew when we were coming up. And so we're trying to introduce this golf to the youth, and so we have to introduce it to them so they can get used to being able to be a part of things like this. Ms. Rebecca, you have something for us?
Oh yes, I do. So
hey,
I want to just make all right. I want to make an announcement about how. Mm-hmm. Fraud is up and that banks are in response restricting service levels. So they're requiring hold on checks for customers that are of that, and they're requiring you to come into the bank for things you used to be able to do on the phone. And I received 2 gift cards from my job and learned later after having my transactions declined that I can only use the card in person. Because of fraud, they have restricted the use of online purchases. And so all that to say that security is an in-demand industry that you can enter without a degree, and in a short time you can get into this field and make $60,000 to start. And just because of all the shenanigans going on in the world, this field is getting bigger. And that is my announcement.
Wow, that's a lot going on, I tell you. My goodness. Can't do anything these days. They try to make it easy for us, and then things get more difficult. And while you were doing your announcement, this little 2-year-old coming here with grease all over his head, all over his face, all over his clothes and his hands, and he's looking at me like, you know, look what I did. So he has gotten into some trouble while I was in here. I'm thinking that he's watching his Cocoa Melon, and boy, that's why you got to keep him busy. I thought I was keeping him busy, but he done really went and greased himself up really good. So I'm going to take a picture so that parents can beware of these two-year-olds that get into things when you turn your back. That is something. He got me. He got one on me, over on me. He sure did. That's great. Wow. Okay, so great. Thank you so much, Sister Rebecca. We did need to hear that. You're probably going to get some more grief. You have to put things up where they can't get them. We've been eyeballing that for a while, and I should have known. But, hey, I think that we did that when we were kids, at least one time. Yeah, that's a regular thing that happens. Okay, so cool. Let me see. Okay, so good information. Like I said, we got to keep these, keep the youth busy, you know, because when we were kids, we could go out and just run all day, play all day, play in the street, and keep busy. And we always had something to do, because if you didn't have anything to do, they're going to find you something to do. If it was just washing the sidewalks down, to do some windows or wash some walls. So we made sure we stayed busy, which is not a bad idea. We can put these kids to work because they got to know how to clean their houses. Mm-hmm. So I want to, let me see, Memorial Day. Wish everybody a happy Memorial Day holiday. And I want to mention the graduates. And if you guys have anybody that's graduating, let's shout their name out and wish them well. And so far I got Devin Hintz. And he has he graduated from Indiana Purdue University with a degree in music. He's teaching music lessons now, I think drum lessons and things like that, just keeping busy and working. We have my niece, which I just found out, yep, that she's graduating. Her name is Juliet Clyburn. She's graduating from high school, and we want to congratulate her. And she looks just like her grandma, which she is named after Juliet, who we lost way back in 1979. And she looks just like her grandmother. It's really amazing. And then we have Alexis Pasco. She's graduating the 4th of next month. And that's one of my little girls that I helped raise up way back in the day. And, you know, they always come back, and she's doing very well. So she's a high school graduate and is planning on going to pharmacy, being a pharmacist. So we're going to wish her well with that. Darius Freeman, he's branched out, graduated, and branched out to be an electrician, and we wish him well in that, because we always need something as far as those services. So we're going to wish him well and have his own business. Nedra Gaston is going to, I think, Wayne State, yeah. And she's going to be a doctor, medical doctor, so we wish her well with that. Alexandria Maynor, she's going to University of Michigan. I'm not sure what she's going to study, but I'm sure she will do well. And if anybody else have any more shout-outs as far as graduations, we sure want to hear them. And we just wish all these young people well, okay? It's all about the youth. It's about the kids and the youth. And we have what we need, so we want to make sure that they have what they need. And just do our best. Do our best with the children and the youth that we see on our block. If it's just giving them a book giving them some books to read, starting a book club, doing a career fair, an education fair. Let them know that, you know, all these careers and jobs are out here. They are for you, too. Okay? And once we get on our block and do something on our block, then, boy, oh, boy, can you imagine what this would, you know, what that would, how that would turn out and would be. Okay? Let's see, I didn't miss anything. If I didn't miss anything, we could bring on the awesome pastor, if he's ready to join us. I know he has some good conversation, and wrap us right on up and out of here. Okay, so if that's all, we're going to bring on the awesome Pastor O. I had something to ask Keela, but I cannot remember what it was now. I think it was about the, you know, we have the rec centers, Romulus Rec Center and the Southgate Rec YMCA. And I know it's a charge for those services to be able to go there, but check it out and see what they have there for the youth. Okay. All right, Pastor, are you with us?
Yes. On that YMCA, you might want to get in touch with Reverend Everett Thomas. He can really give you inside goods
right.
on that, because he works
right.
down there with them through the Rotary Club. So yeah, he would be your go-to on that one. He can give you all the ins and outs on that. You know,
you're right. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a good. He came back yesterday when we was over there giving out lunches and stuff Wednesday.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good
okay.
guy.
Hey, you
Thank
know,
you.
Shirley Golston. You
mm-hmm.
know, I had heard she had passed, but I didn't know when they were going to have her homegoing celebration. But I probably figured it would be crowded like that, because of the kind of person
mm-hmm.
that she was. When I joined the church in Mount Zion back in 1976, I think about a year later in 77 or 70, somewhere around 70, late 76 or 77, Pastor Barlow started putting me up under different Sunday school teachers, not to teach,
mm-hmm.
but to learn. And the first was Dr. Houston. I was under him for a good while. And then after him, he actually assigned me to a class. And it was the 7 and 8 year olds. And Shirley Golston was the teacher. So I became her assistant. And she started teaching me, because when I asked him why kids, he said, well, if you can teach children, you can teach anybody. And so he assigned her to teach me how to teach children, and that she did. And, you know, of course, you know, I got hooked on her and her, how she could corral those kids with words, not fussing at them, not hollering at them, but somehow she could get all of them heads together on the same subject with words, and then teach them the lesson. And she actually did it in a way where they wanted it. And so that amazed me. And so she became my teacher on how to teach the Word of God. That's Pastor Barlow was real big on that. And so she was the only one that he assigned me to. And so when I left there in 1978, you know, I was kind of sad to leave. But after spending the time that I did with her, I was well on my way. It reminded me of this passage in First, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, 6, and 7. And remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I know that same faith continues strong in you. So Paul is talking to Timothy. Timothy, you know, you meet him, I think, on his second missionary journey, Acts chapter 16. His father's a Greek, but his mother's and grandmother is Jewish. And they had become Christians. And so they started teaching young Timothy. And wouldn't you know that at just the right time, when everything was just right, this young man who had been schooled by his grandmother and his mother in the faith would become who a pastor of a church. I mean, all they were doing is they were excited about Christianity. They were excited about being saved. They wanted the best for their son, and so they gave it to him. And that's what she did for me. The faith that she had, it was my mother and father who led me to Christ, but it was her who helped me to become the teacher that I am today. People ask me all the time, where did you learn how to memorize scriptures and where did you learn how to teach like that? Shirley Golston. She had this way when, like, I would mess up so bad. She had this way that to smile. If you know her, you know that smile. And she had this way about her that she could kind of let you know you tried, but you kind of messed up miserably. But still, I kept paying attention. All I had to do was watch her. And the style of teaching that she had, she made Christianity, she made you want it. I mean, she was teaching those kids, but she was teaching me. I was just as into it as they were. Okay, I wasn't 7 or 8 years old at the time, but still, it's the way she presented the Word of God. And that's what dragged me in. And so that began my teaching journey that I'm still on from that day to this day, just trying to remember the things that she taught me. And I cannot thank God enough for Pastor Barlow, because I credit him with teaching me how to study God's Word. And I credit her all the time with how to teach. What did I learn to teach from Shirley Golston? She did it. I do it the way she did it. If you can reach kids, if the adults don't get it, it's because they don't want to. But if you can reach kids, you can easily reach adults. People say, every time I was introduced to preach, the introducer would say, "Break it down for us, Pastor." Well, what did I learn to break it down? Shirley Golston. She would do like a mother bird. She would take it, and this is kind of disgusting, but this is what birds do. They take it and chew it up and then spit. I watch them do it all the time in the backyard, especially now since all the kids are up and just hollering all over the place. They put it right, they chew it up and put it right in their mouth. They make it palatable. They make it edible. They make it where they can eat it and not choke on it and be nourished by it. That's what she did. And that's where I learned that at, from her. And it's the way I teach to this day. She started something. It says in verse 6, this is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. So the mother, these women started it. But then after I left Mount Zion to go over to First Baptist to help Reverend E.M. Brown, it continued again with Deacon Love. I became his assistant. In the latter part of 1978, I became his assistant, and he took me under his wing. And he taught the same way she did. He made it plain. They were uncomplicated Bible teachers. They weren't trying to be smarter than everybody. Their passion was to make people know the Word of God. And so it was up to me now to continue the education. The foundation that she laid, others came and built on that and taught me more and more and more. But it was Shirley Golston who got it all started. And, of course, any of us should take the gifts that God give us and fan them into flames. When she got through at me, I was, let's just say, almost on fire, okay? But it would take more work to make me catch on. You know, like a flame, there are embers, but they're just embers. But if you fan the flames, then the flames become a fire, okay? And then they can start to consume. And so what she started became a flame. And the Lord God knows, Jesus knows, because he is the one who led me to her. He knew it would be her who would teach me how to teach. And she was such a nice lady. I mean, it was easy to be her protege, her understudy. You know, she amazed me. And then she would do it regularly. I mean, she didn't hate teaching. She didn't hate having a class. She loved it. And she was excited about it. And that stuck with me. You know, and of course, a lot of people don't believe it because of the way, you know, I speak all the time. But I had a horrible fear of speaking in public. So bad that it was almost going to, that my preaching ministry was going to come to an end because I was just way too nervous. And so the Lord spoke to me. And ever since then, you know, you'd be surprised why I was so nervous. When I preached on the corner, I didn't care what people thought. But when I got in the church, I kind of cared what people thought. Okay? And that had a huge effect on me. A crowd is two people for me. Two people, me and another person, there's a crowd forming. I started to get nervous. I started to fall apart. I do so much better all by myself. But God made me a pastor, a preacher. And so, verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Well, you know, what she planted in me kept me going, okay? And if she could keep going, I could keep going. And the Lord told me, well, Kat, you know, you had to help me to do Blog Talk Radio because I was scared that, you know, I'm going to have to get on here and talk and people going to listen and I'm going to have a heart attack. And so I wasn't going to do it. I opened the show in January, did the first show in August. I was that scared. So what Sister Golston started for me a long time ago, this passage of scripture just outlines what she did. And I know when I get to heaven, when she gets to heaven, I will be a part of the rewards that she received because I was one of the lives that she changed. God used her to help me to become who I am today, just like Timothy. Paul reminded Timothy, you know, that the same faith that was in your grandmother and your mother, it's in you and continues strong in you. But it was up to Timothy to fan into flames what they began in him. When Paul laid his hands on him and made him pastor of the church at Ephesus, and Timothy, like me, was kind of timid. And that's why he had to speak to him about not being ashamed of your age and you stop being so nervous to where your stomach is getting ulcers, and that's why he told him, take a little wine for your stomach's sake. In other words, calm down, you know. But from what his grandmother and mother did, it carried on. And what Sister Golston did a long time ago, that was back in the 70s. And here we are in 2023. And I am who I am today by the grace of God, but that grace included her. And that is a testimony that Jesus Christ knows is 100% true. It is what it is. I would love, you know, to say like most men that it was some man who was there, but it wasn't. Pastor Barlow is the one who took control of my teaching training me up. But he assigned me to a man first. But then when he told me, I want you to be a teacher, he put me under Shirley Golston. Now, I suppose he would have put me with Houston, and I would have been his assistant, or Campbell. But no, he put me under with the 7 and 8 year olds. And when I went to First Baptist Church, they put me with the 15 to 18 year olds. And there I stayed until 2002, until the Lord started Running for Christ, and then it is what it is. And now I'm trying to be Shirley Golston. But anyway, that's my memories about her, and that is the real deal on how I became, how to break it down for me. That's where it started. She taught me how to do that. And so I give her the credit for that, because she was the first one I was assigned to in the church. I preached in the streets like a wild man, but Pastor Barlow helped refine me to, you know, bring John Baptist out of the wilderness and getting more than camel's hair and running around eating honey and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, she was a huge blessing in my life. And I am who I am today by the grace of God. But like I said, she was a part of that grace that helped me become who I am and still becoming. So, yeah, that's my little segment for tonight.
Graceful woman. I tell you, she just, you look around and you see her children and all that, and how they conduct themselves, and just, you know, a blessing. So for all of us, that's supposed to be life changers.
What I think is amazing, can you imagine how many lives she touched, how many people have this testimony that I have because of her? She reminds me of that lady in Acts chapter 9 named Dorcas. When she died, and Peter came from Joppa to where she was. When he got there, all of them started running up to him, talking about what she did and how many lives she had touched and changed while she was here. Can you imagine what that homegoing was like, and how many people said she played it? Because, this was back in the 70s, so think of how many children who grew up and remember her and the part she played in their Christian upbringing. That's a lot of treasure in heaven. That's a, they're right, life changers. That's a lot. That's a lot of treasure in heaven, though. That's a lot of treasure in heaven. All those years.
Wow. We got work to do.
We got work to do. We got a job.
We do, my goodness. But I know that she can rest well. Her and her husband can rest well, because they have paid their dues and have been mother and father to many. And that is just so heartwarming. I just love those kind of stories. And when I was the part of her obituary, I noticed she had lost her parents at a young age. And, you know, I noticed when people lose their parents at a young age, because my dad lost both his parents before he was 10 years old. And I noticed how she and him and another family, how they value family, because they had a loss so early. And they really value family and just take it to the highest heights that they could take it, and just, you know, just keep their family together at all costs. And and was able to live long lives, longevity.
They recognize how easily it can be gone and how you can be without it. And so they cherish it while they got it. Like for the real prize that it is.
Yeah, to lose parents very early like that, you know. And they, it was some survival going on there, you know. And then they had, and then her grandmother took her in, and my dad.
Uh-oh. Something happened. Okay.
Well, Pastor Owen, that was a great testimony. And that's how we want to be remembered. You know, how people, what effect we have on people. And I think that you all gave a great testimony. Rest in peace. And she loved a lot of people, and a lot of people loved her. So.
Yes, she was an awesome lady, and I mean, you know, I never, at the time in 78, things were happening. My life was changing so rapidly from what it was to what it was becoming, and then she was like that part where you slow down, and it sort of made sense, and and it seems like right after, you know, I understood what she was doing and how to do it. That's when I got moved over to First Baptist Church because Reverend Brown didn't have a whole lot of help as far as other preachers. And so I ended up over there. But she was most definitely, you know, when I think about it now, she was the beginning. I think Kat is back. She was definitely.
I don't know what happened.
I said to myself, oh, they had to get on switchboard. Switchboard
disconnected
just cut you
some
off.
Kind of way. Yeah, so what I was saying in the middle of being cut off is that, you know, the connection and that they kept their families together and they shared lots of love. And because losing your parents at an early age, you know, you're really missing something, you know, I could suppose, because, you know, you would think you're supposed to have them, but some people, you know, lose them early. And so they cherish, you know, family. And like I said, they had a lot of support. And like her grandmother finished raising her, and my dad's sister took them all in. And so they were appreciative of what was done for them. And so they didn't fall down. They rose above and kept going and then made a family of their own and was successful at that and was able to live longevity. Miss Goldstein, I think, was 83 or 85. And my dad lived, he was 93. So, yeah, so that's a blessing, to be able to, you know, raise up a family of good, productive citizens. Yeah.
Yes, they were. They were definitely awesome.
Still there? Okay,
yeah. I'm still there.
Okay. So, yeah, long. Just got thank God for her life and her family and everybody. And thank God for you guys, all that's listening here from all around the world. it's about our youth. And Pastor, also, you paid me back as far as you being afraid on your show. You paid me right on back when I got ready to start my show because I was scared and I was trying to sabotage my own show. He was like, no, you can do this. So you encouraged me and pushed me on in to do this. And see there, look what happened. Yeah.
Now here we are, both of us.
Yeah. Two scaredy cats. We have to encourage each other. Yeah. Oh, I was like, oh, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it. I refuse. And he's okay, the music's about to start. I'm like, oh. I was so afraid. I felt like ice. I was so froze. Yeah, so good memories, yeah. Okay, so hey, we're going to get off of here. Got any more announcements? Anybody, Pastor O, you got anything you want to announce?
Well, tomorrow, Sarah Tate McClendon will be preaching, and on Sunday, Pastor Janice Tate will be preaching. So hit us up on Blog Talk, same place that you are right now, same number, same call-in number and all of that. Visit us Sunday morning live at River Rouge High School. Sunday school starts at 9, and Janice, Assistant Pastor Janice Tate, is also the teacher in that adult class, and Associate Pastor Sarah Tate teaches the children. Okay, and so come on in at 9 and stay with us for 10 for worship. And there we go. And we're coming up on June 5th. You can join us in our new Bible class.
All right. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty and break it down so that people can understand, be able to understand it. So we're looking forward to that. So if you don't have a church home, you don't have a church to go to Sunday, or you could join us on tomorrow, same place, same time. No, not same time, same place, but the same number. Start at 9 o'clock, right, yeah. And Sunday, if you don't have a church home, we have a River Rouge High School, like you said, and that's at 10 o'clock. Spiritual gifts, use them. Check out the kids and see what they're good at and what their gifts are that God has blessed them with. You know, pay attention to our youth. Pay attention to our kids and tell them what it is that they're going to do because they don't know. Start them early on the journey of searching for what they are going to be when they grow up. You know, at least mention it to them. Everybody minds clear. We all good for today. Good show. Thank everybody for tuning in. What will we do for God before we leave here? What will we do? Bring back the family. Focus on the youth. We have work to do. Okay? Just as soon as I find it. Here we go. What you gonna do for God before you leave?